But you would say, I had never
seen
him before. Very good. That's good. That's very good. Sometimes in cities now, because they're putting in new streets, and you can't go down that street like when we were driving around, you were trying to tell me how to get back here. Some streets are all torn up and are all, you know, you can't get into them. And you say you can't go in there because the road is
all torn up.
Thank you. Very good. On my arm, I have
braces.
Uh-huh. And when I was getting dressed, I had to, let me say this. If I was to give this to a child, I could tell her, go ahead and, I said, take this bracelet and
put it on your arm.
Very good. Say that again.
Put it on your arm.
Very good. We're talking about the word do. Do.
Do.
Yes. We could say all the time, we that.
Do that.
All right. You could say each time Mrs. comes, she some things.
Each time she comes.
She some things for your husband.
She, well, she cut his toenails.
Yeah, So each time she comes, she
helps my husband.
And she, in the first place, she comes to do some things, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And then each time she comes, she
what, you want to help me?
When she came today, she
cut his toenail.
All right. If I were to ask you, has Mrs. Brown been here? You'd say yes.
Uh-huh.
And I would say, did she take care of the things for your husband? You'd say yes, she
did.
Uh-huh. And I'll say, that was what I wanted there. So you can say, every time, you'd say, today she
did come.
Uh-huh, and she did some things for him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Every time she comes, she
helps him.
All right. Before she leaves, she has all the things she wanted to do. Before she leaves, now I want you to get the word in here. Before she leaves, she has
done.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
The things that
for him.
Very good. And each time she comes, she
helps him. She do for him.
Very good. That's very good. What do I have in my hand?
Nothing.
Very good. That's the answer I wanted. if something had been in there, I would say, do I have nothing in my hand? You would say, no, you have.
Have not.
Do I have nothing in my hand? You would say, you have. What's the opposite of nothing?
Something.
Very good. Say that louder for me.
Something.
All right. When something happens all the time, or if you have a good friend, like Mr. who's nice and kind and comes around and helps, you will say he is
awful nice.
Uh-huh, and you can depend on him because he is ways so helpful. He is